Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Oh, man, I'm so excited about this guy. David Alan Greer has been one of my comedy heroes forever. He's on a brand new show, NBC, Tuesdays at 8 Central, or 8 Eastern, 7 Central, St. Dennis Medical, the new comedy on NBC. And he's it's fantastic. David, how are you?
I'm good, man. I am good. And, you know, what is this? It's the 12th. And I do think I have completed my Christmas shopping. Never,
wow!
Never in my life has it been this early.
That's pretty incredible. I haven't. I've started a little bit, but and everybody always asks you, "Hey, are you finished with your Christmas shopping?" I mean,
do you lie?
I do. I always go, "Yeah, I've just about got it wrapped up."
Yeah, man. Well, mostly because people are older, and I am of the mind, you're going to get what I give you, and so that relieves a lot of stress.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's a good point. As you get older, you do kind of tend to think that. Like, you don't want to be – it used to, I would try to be the guy that had the most fantastic gift, right? And, and now it's just like, yeah, I got you a horn for your golf cart.
Hey, let me tell you something. I have a garden and I have olive trees and everything. So the base gift you're going to get from me if you're a grown person is some homemade mustard, some blackberry jam, and some of my olives, okay?
Oh, man.
Now, that's the base for grown-ups. Any personal items, consider that a gift. That means I actually shopped for you.
Hey, I think that's a fantastic gift. I mean, somebody give you some olives.
Good, man. Let me tell you something. My olives slam.
Now, do you?
And people are always impressed with the olives.
Do you make olive oil?
I don't know how men thought, because olives are inedible unless you pick them, put them in a jar and leave them for a year and change water. So that must have been a hell of a famine to make folks think we should eat these little black doodoo ball looking things and they can keep us alive. So
I got a story about olives for you. So are you familiar with B.R. Cohn wine? B.R. Cohn, C-O-H-N. Bruce Cohn, who owns the winery, has been the manager of the Doobie Brothers for the last 50 years. And he started out at his vineyard just making olive oil. And, I mean, sold it like crazy. So then they developed a vineyard, and now he's making this wine that's out of this world. I mean, he's the manager of the Doobie Brothers. He shouldn't know anything about that.
I want to make olive oil, but I have to get an olive oil press.
Mm.
there's either one that's a tabletop or there's one that's industrial strength. So I need a small olive press, and that's coming next, man. And I'm going to sell. My goal is to sell one bottle of olive oil a year for $38,462. Very exclusive.
That's a good business model, man.
Yeah, very exclusive, man.
Hey, we're talking to David Alton Greer here of the National Defense, the new comedy on NBC, St. Denis Medical, Tuesdays 8 Eastern, 7 Central. And you play this guy named Ron, who I just love the character, because this guy, he's seen it all and he's done with it, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He is tired. Okay? And I remember I was doing a photo shoot with this actress. She was well known at the time. She brought her boyfriend to this photo shoot. I'm talking to a dude. He seemed kind of good. He was a good guy. And he told me at one point, he said, "Yeah, man, I used to fly jet planes." And I'm like, "Wow, that's interesting." So I went over to her and I said, "Hey, I was talking to your boyfriend. And he told me he used to fly jet planes." And she looked me in my eyes and said, "Well, that's what he says." And I was like, what do you mean? That's what he said. She said, "David, I'm tired. I'm tired of arguing with these men. I'm tired of doing background checks. So I'm at a point in my life, well, if that's what you say, then that's what I'm believing." So that is Dr. Ron.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. And the girl that plays supervising nurse Alex, oh, my gosh. I've seen her in so many. She's so
Alex
good.
Alex Coleman.
Oh, yeah.
I love her acting. I know her from Fargo.
Oh, wow.
And,
yeah,
I only knew her and Wendy. Never worked with them, never met them. I met Wendy before, but... I think my character, he sees a lot of himself in Allison's character, Alex. She's trying to keep her family together. She has young kids. She's a workaholic, which I think Ron was. And he's trying to mentor and help her not wind up like him. So go home at the end of your shift. Don't give everything to the job, because the job's going to be here.
Yeah.
And don't let it kill you. So that's basically... I feel like that's one of his missions, and because he lost, okay?
Yeah.
Ron didn't get that part.
He's done. Well, and, you know, it's so true that when you're in a medical facility, you guys are, what, 4-5 episodes in right now? What have you heard from doctors and nurses who have seen the show?
We got really, really great feedback from our healthcare workers. And it's funny, a lot of our background in the hospital scenes are doctors and nurses and in the medical field. And so we get all of the expert advice from all directions.
Yeah.
All the time. And there's one woman who was there who is a practicing doctor, and I'm like, "Why are you here?" For them, it's fun. There's like, I mean,
sure.
There's nobody that's going to die on the table. Right. They get to goof around. They get paid. So they love it.
You've been in so many great movies, Jumanji, Bewitched, The Color Purple. But I want to thank you especially because our audience is active duty military veterans and their families. And when you did, you were Corporal Cobb in a Soldier's Story. And by the way, this is the 40th anniversary of that movie, A Soldier's Story. I would encourage everybody, if you have not seen that movie, man, you got to check that out. What was that experience like? And working alongside some just other tremendous actors.
Well, I mean, Norman Jewison was.
Yeah.
I was just a huge fan of his. We were young, man. Denzel Washington was in there, and he and I and Adolph Caesar and Larry Riley, we had all done the play, and we were the only ones from the play to go on to do the movie. And, you know, Sam Jackson was also in the production. And when Sam didn't get in the movie back in 83, I was like, "Damn, what's going to happen to Sam?" I guess that's it for him. Oh, I feel so bad. Well, Sam is fine.
Yeah.
He's good. He made out. He made out all right. I also went with a couple of other comics. I organized a tour, went over to the Middle East to perform for the troops.
Oh, cool.
During the Gulf War. No, during the, was it the Gulf War? 2003.
Did,
no.
Desert Storm?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it was a really, it was a great experience, man. I still see some of those soldiers that I met who come after we got back and come and visit and say hi. And it was really, really fulfilling to do that.
We had Damon Wayans on, your old buddy Damon Wayans from In Living Color. And he says, you know, you are his comedy mentor. And how cool is it right now for both you guys from In Living Color to be back on network television with your own show?
It's crazy. I recently talked to Damon. He called and asked me to do his show. But it was just timing, man, that we couldn't work it out yet. I'm going to tell you the truth. I thought at this point, I'm 68 years old, I thought I'd be retired. I did not think people would want to see me. And so all I'm telling you is all you guys are getting, it's all gravy, man. This is all gravy and dessert from moving on. And I feel like I'm at a point where I actually know what I'm doing. You know what I mean?
I was just going to say,
1,000 hours.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you are, to me, you're better than ever.
I feel better than ever. I feel that, and I feel also really appreciative of my audience and my viewers. You know, when I was younger, I was like, okay, well, I'm not there yet. All my energy was trying to get farther, higher, all that stuff. And it hits you differently after a certain point, hopefully.
Right.
And I really do appreciate, and it hits me right in my heart, people who have stuck with me, and here we are. It is amazing.
That's
it is
so
amazing
cool.
That Damon and I both have these shows, and we're pushing forward. It's crazy that he's starring in a show with his son.
Yeah, that's.
I remember we went on a comedy tour, and we were standing off stage, and I'm talking to Damon Wayans Jr., and I had an old lady, old man moment where I was like going, oh, man, it's so great to have you back on stage with us. Well, let's just, and he looked at me, he goes, no, wait. And I caught myself, and I'm like, all right, okay. Yeah, man.
It was so funny. I told him.
I
said, I have to introduce you now as Damon Wayans Sr.
Yes, man. I was talking to Damon Wayans Jr. And I'm like going, so when you did your screening room at your house, who'd you hire? And he looked at me. He's like, I went to Best Buy. I bought a TV. You talk about my dad, and I was like, yeah. I tried to make a joke out of it, but
right,
for that
right.
moment, I was talking to him like he was Damon.
That's so
I was
funny.
Like, oh, Lord.
That's funny. Man, it's so great to talk to you. St. Denis Medical is hilarious. Tuesdays, 8 o'clock Eastern on NBC. David, keep it up, man. Don't ever retire.
I'm not. As long as I can walk and talk and remember what I'm doing, you're going to see me out there.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense. Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2 to 6 versus Go 5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Right now, get up to 25% off select online storage solutions. Put heavy-duty HDX totes to good use, protecting what's important to you. The solid, impact-resistant design prevents cracking, and the clear base and sides make items easy to find even when the totes are stacked. Find select online shelving and tote storage up to 25% off at the Home Depot to organize every room in your home from your garage to your attic. Visit HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible with support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing, to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we, because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And a very special occasion coming up on Christmas Day. It marks what would have been the 100th birthday of Rod Serling, the host and creator of the iconic The Twilight Zone. The series aired on CBS from 1959 to 1964, and it just talk about a pioneering effort. Mark Scott Zachree is the writer behind the Twilight Zone Companion, now in its third edition, sold over 500,000 copies. And he's also a tremendous writer, producer, joins us here in the National Defense. Mark, how are you?
I'm great, Randy. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, glad to talk to you. I loved The Twilight Zone, as did so many others. And I didn't realize until I did some research, but, I mean, what a pioneering effort this was. I mean, this was really not just the brainchild, but also the writing and kind of the attitude of Rod Serling that made all of this work, right?
Yes, exactly. He was one of a kind. And at the time, in the late 50s, he was the top writer working in television. But anytime he wanted to write about race, politics, or any of the issues of the day, he would be censored. And so rather than just being the boy in the gilded cage getting millions of dollars, he decided that he would go out on a limb and create a science fiction show that where he could tell the stories he wanted to tell. He could talk about those issues, but hide it in science fiction and split it past censors. And that's exactly what happened. So he had total freedom of what he wanted to do in the Twilight Zone. He was the host. He was the producer. It was his baby. And he actually created what we call showrunners now in the modern sense. Prior to Rod, producers were overwriters. They had the final say. But Rod was really the writer who became the showrunner and had the final say over what show would be. And so all the great TV shows we've had since, thanks to Rod breaking the mold and creating a new kind of TV.
That's so cool. We're talking to Mark Scott Zachree here in the National Defense, and Rod Serling's Twilight Zone is what we're talking about. They've got a big marathon also on Sci-Fi, New Year's Eve, the Twilight Zone Marathon, which I cannot wait for. And, Mark, our audience is mainly active duty military, veterans, and their families, and I was so glad to read that Rod was a paratrooper at World War II.
Yeah.
And that created a lot of things that shaped his work, right?
Yes, he wouldn't have been a writer if he hadn't been through the war. He volunteered for military service the day after he graduated college, and he became a paratrooper. He wanted to go to Europe and fight the Nazis, but, of course, he went to the Pacific. And he would jump out of airplanes into jungles filled with people wanting to kill him. And he actually had the experience. He was in the jungle at one point, and a Japanese soldier sprang up right in front of him with his rifle pointed directly at Rod, and Rod had no time to respond. He thought, this is it, I'm dead. And he was and fortunately, there was an American soldier right behind Rod, that Rod wasn't aware of, who killed the Japanese soldier before he killed Rod. So Rod literally saw his own death in that moment, and that shaped him hugely. He came out of the war with what we now call PTSD, and he had this enormous urge, this need to get it off his chest. So he turned to writing, but still he never forgot his roots. He never forgot his background. He was a very proud veteran, and he wrote one of the greatest pieces of writing ever about the experience of war, which is a Twilight Zone episode called The Purple Testament, about a soldier in World War II who can look at the faces of his comrades and see who's going to die. There's a strange light.
Oh, man, yes, yes.
And it's amazing because I think it's one of the truest things ever written about war, because it's not about victory. It's not about anything other than how tiring it is, how frightening it is, how it wears you down, the soul weariness of it. And he just, you can tell that this is a guy who lived that story, who lived that experience. And, you know, Rod was true to his experiences and fortunately was able to communicate them to millions of people and share them with us as well.
I love that.
Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Topic at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America. Parents are under attack. We're being marginalized and kept in the dark by an education system that believes it is better at raising our children than we are. Nothing is farther from the truth. No one loves a child more than her parents, and no one knows a child and what she needs better than her parents. At the Leadership Institute, we're taking back education and putting parents back in the driver's seat. The Leadership Institute is traveling the country and empowering parents and concerned citizens with information, training, and resources to get involved in their local education systems and hold school boards accountable. Whether you're interested in running for school board or just wanted to make your voice heard, we can help. Visit leadershipinstitute.org leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about our resources. That's leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
This New Year's Eve, step into the magic and ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights. Celebrate 2025 with your loved ones surrounded by 2 million lights, live music from the band Hook, and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m., perfect for families with early bedtime. Enjoy delicious treats, warm drinks, and the spirit of giving as all proceeds support Turtle Bay's animals, exhibits, and educational programs. Don't miss out. Reserve your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a Happy New Year.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Talking to Mark Scott Zakri here in the National Defense. He's the writer behind the Twilight Zone Companion. And so one of my favorites is Nightmare at 20,000 Feet. Do you have a favorite?
Yes.
Twilight Zone?
Oh, gosh, there's so many that I love.
Yeah.
You know, because Twilight Zone can scare you, it can move you to tears, it can make you laugh out loud. I love Kick the Can, which is about an old man in an old folks' home who thinks that he can become young again if he just plays Kick the Can. But he can't play it alone, so he has to convince the others to play it with him. And I think the message in that is so true, that to stay young, we have to stay vital and we need others. We cannot be alone in this world. And the guy who wrote that episode was George Clayton Johnson, who was in his late 20s at the time, and yet it has such truth and such wisdom about aging and about staying vital and staying alive. And I love that one. But again, you know, you can pick pretty much any season of Twilight Zone, mm-hmm. and you'll have tons of great episodes, you know, whether it's To Serve Man, where it's a cookbook, or, you know, as you said, Matt Berkeley has Peter Lemlin on the wing and William Shatner. You know, Rod Serling said to him, the greatest fear of all was the fear of the unknown working on you, which you cannot share with others. And you see that over and over in Twilight Zone, the man or the woman saying, no, you've got to believe me, you've got to believe me. And other people are going, well, you must be out of your mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you can see a lot of these Twilight Zone episodes because they've got the Twilight Zone marathon on Sci-Fi on New Year's Eve. And, yeah, a lot of those episodes do have so many different meanings. And I have to believe, just like William Shatner, a lot of the major celebrities that came on to play a part in the Twilight Zone, they had to love that experience, huh?
Yes. Yes, when I interviewed Burgess Meredith, who was in four episodes, including Time Enough at Last, where he played the last man on Earth, you know, who just wants to read, and I won't spoil the ending, but it's a great ending. Burgess Meredith said that, so like many great writers, Rod listened more than he talked. He was always observing, was always watching, and the actors would get these scripts, and they'd read them, and they'd say, my God, I have to play this. that's how you get, you know, so Robert Redford is in Twilight Zone, and Lee Marvin, and you know, on and on. I mean, it's just a, you know, cornucopia of gifts, and, you know, the great writers, great actors, great directors, great DPs. George Clemens was the director of photography on Twilight Zone. Been a cameraman on the great classics of Hollywood. He worked on Blood and Sand with Valentino. He'd worked on Monsieur Verdoux with Chaplin. You know, he was, he really knew his stuff. And he brought that genius to Twilight Zone, as did everyone who worked on the show. No one was slumming. No one was giving it a half effort. This was everyone's A game. And it all stemmed from Rod because he was at the top of the food chain.
Oh, man, that's so good. We're talking to Mark Scott Zachree here in the National Defense. So do you think Twilight Zone could exist today? Do you think the Twilight Zone, if it was brand new today, would it have been, or would it be as popular?
Well, you know, it's all stemmed from Rod, and it was lightning in a bottle, and you can't
sure.
know. But I think quality lasts, and I think the fact that we're 60 years on, and here we are talking about Rod Serling and the Twilight Zone, it's a great show. And more than that, there was a lesson that Rod taught those of us who write and produce television, which is, don't waste your audience's time. Take a profound truth from your life and tell a story you've never seen before, something fresh, something original. And all of us who make TV now and really care about it, whether it's Damon Lindelof with Lost or the guy, Vince Gilligan with Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul or David Chase's Pound, we all idolize Rod Serling. He is our icon. He is our mentor. And many of these people read Twilight Zone Companion when they were teenagers, and it made them want to work in TV. That I wanted to work in TV and learn how to make a great show. I've got my own studio now. I'm working with Bill Mooney from Twilight Zone in a new show I'm doing called Space Command, which you can check out on my YouTube channel, Mr. Sci-Fi. And so I'm still, you know, I've done hundreds of hours of TV, Star Trek, Next Generation, Babylon. I have all these great shows. But I learned from Rod. I learned not to waste my audience's time and not to, to always bring my A game, to always aim for the fences, you know. And because it's such a great honor and such a great gift to share your work with millions of people around the world. And if you do it right, decades later, people will love it. And hundreds of years later, people will love it. And that's what Rod taught me. And so I'm so grateful to Rod. And that's why I did the third edition of Twilight Zone recently, because I wanted to update it. I added 100 pages. I added links to audio and video rarities because people kept telling me stories about Rod and how great he was and how amazing this show was. So every day when I wake up and I go to my studio filled with spaceships and giant robots and aliens and spacesuits, and I invite my friends like Bill Mooney and Doug Jones and Robert Picardo from Star Trek, all these wonderful actors, Ethan McDowell from Walking Dead, to work with me, we all have a great sense of creative joy and enthusiasm, and Rod had that every single day. And I just am so grateful to Rod Serling and Zone and all the writers and directors and actors and producers who were kind enough to speak. I started that book when I was 21 years old, and here were these people willing to sit down with this punk kid and share their stories and their hearts. And my God, it's given me a career and it's given me a life where every day is Christmas. And, you know, Rod used to joke, being born on Christmas Day, that he was a Christmas present that was delivered unwrapped. And, well, Rod was certainly the greatest Christmas gift I ever got.
The book is The Twilight Zone Companion, The Sci-Fi Marathon on New Year's Eve. There's all kinds of Rod Serling sightings, and I just can't wait for all of these. Mark, thank you so much for taking the time, and thanks for the great info.
Thank you, Randy. It's been a pleasure.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Started with a low light. 60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From Salem, Oregon, since its founding in 2022, Industrial Artistic and Creative Therapy has become a sanctuary for veterans and first responders struggling with stress and PTSD. Founded by Forged in Fire champion Josh Navaretti, IACT uses the art of blacksmithing to help those individuals heal, connect, and discover new skills in a supportive environment. Navaretti, who has worked in supportive employment since 1999, recognized a gap in services for veterans and first responders and sought to provide an alternative to traditional therapy. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Right now, get up to 25% off select online storage solutions. Put heavy-duty HDX totes to good use, protecting what's important to you. The solid, impact-resistant design prevents cracking, and the clear base and sides make items easy to find even when the totes are stacked. Find select online shelving and tote storage up to 25% off at the Home Depot to organize every room in your home from your garage to your attic. Visit HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century. So has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. It makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing.
To get the help you need.
To find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Redding businesses, listen up. Black Bear Diner is now offering catering for events, meetings, and gatherings. Fuel your team with our delicious homestyle meals that everyone will love. Ready to make your next event a hit? Visit blackbeardiner.com for more information and place your order. Black Bear Diner, your go-to for great food and good times.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love the show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
So 21 seasons and convert that into a couple of really great books and to do it with your friend and technical advisor, Leon, that's had to be a treat.
Yeah, no, I met Leon, you know, my first day on the set. He was the technical advisor and he had such a great history of experience, not only as a special agent, but also as a Marine. And, I just think of all the days we sat there, you know, talking about this agency, talking about himself, talking about his life, and every bit of it was stuff I was picking on and able to use and did use. And it would never occur to me not to use that opportunity as an actor if you had it. But there are actors who don't, but I'm not one of them. And we always talked about it. We had the opportunity that we might do that together. So that's what these books have been. And I've enjoyed that association.
Yeah, it's so good to tell some great stories like this, because especially with this situation in Panama, Leon, I mean, you have a very personal connection to Operation Just Cause, right?
That's correct. I came in about 13 months after the actual operation as a special agent in charge, and as I was going through the case file, preparing it for discussion, I was reading a lot of the things that the agents had done, and I thought, wow, this is a story that I hadn't heard before. And I had listened to the president's speech addressing the nation about invading Panama. And as I'm reading what I'm about to have destroyed, I'm reading exactly what he said that night when he made that announcement. So I said, if I ever had a chance to tell this story, because the people that were involved, nobody had ever heard of, but this was a big event. So Mark allowed us to be able to do that.
Yeah, it's so interesting, too, to go back and kind of look at this invasion. We're talking to Mark Harmon and Leon Carroll here on the National Defense, fresh on the heels of their new book, or their the other first book, Ghosts of Honolulu. The NCIS team reunited to tell this story of Naval Investigative Service agents working the most dangerous beat in the world, as Ghosts of Panama. And Mark, this I didn't remember too much about the entire ramping up of this invasion, but this was not exactly a popular idea at the time with Americans, was it?
No, It wasn't, and you're like me, because I remember the same thing from school and hearing about this event. And again, I was surprised how much I didn't know. Obviously, Leon has a point of view on this, unlike anybody, and there's an advantage to that, and maybe that's part of the advantage that this TV show also provided someone like me, is an opportunity to meet someone like Leon and then actually speak with him, you know, individually about things in many cases that he never talked about and never number one was asked, but number two wasn't supposed to talk about. And that's been really a remarkable experience for me to be able to be part of opening up those doors.
Hey, Leon, here's what I remember from the invasion of Panama. We played very loud music. So what do you remember about that?
Well, I wasn't there at the time that was happening, but here's an interesting tidbit. I lived next door to the Papa Nuncio after all of this happened, and every day I'd walk by and I was thinking, God, I don't know if I would have rented this place, you know, had I known what had gone on here, you know, a mere 12 months before that. So it's one of those things. That was the Army actually that did that, and it was one of the things that they did to get him out. For about a month, he was running around, or actually was hiding out at the Papa Nuncio there in the Patilla section of Panama City. And I don't think anybody knew who he was. He was being protected by the Pope's representative to Panama at that time.
We're talking to Mark Harmon and Leon Carroll here in the National Defense. The new book, Ghosts of Panama, A Strong Man Out of Control, A Murdered Marine, and the Special Agents Caught in the Middle of an Invasion about Panama. Mark, here's one other tidbit that I have about Panama. At the time of that happening, I was doing a morning radio show in Kansas City, Missouri. And we had a guy call in 20 days after Noriega was captured. We had a guy call in that was deployed there. And I said, what's the one thing you missed about Kansas City? And he said, White Castle hamburgers. And so I called Bob Dole, senator at the time, and another congressman, Ike Skelton. And I said, you know what? Is there any way we could make this happen? Well, about 2 weeks later, we were on a C-130 flying 10,000 frozen White Castle hamburgers to Panama. And the thing that they didn't tell me, they picked us up in an LAV, and they didn't tell us that the snipers were still in the jungle, so we had to keep our heads down. But you have never seen a group of people go after those White Castle hamburgers. Man, it's one of the best memories of my life.
Well, I'll tell you this. I grew up in Chicago, and when I go back, until about, you know, maybe 5 to 10 years ago, that's the first place I would go, is White Castle's. As a kid, that was really the only, and this is dating me, that was really the only fast food hamburger joint in Chicago. This is, they predate McDonald's and all the others. But I remember when the first McDonald's and Burger King's came into being in Chicago. So my heart is out there for White Castle's. For me, on Sundays, when I go to a game or whatever, it was hot chocolate and six White Castle hamburger.
Oh, they were glad to see us, that's for sure. We're talking to Mark Harmon and Leon Carroll here on the National Defense and the new book, Ghosts of Panama. Hey, Mark, talk a little bit about, because this is something else I didn't realize until I went back and researched it, but Manuel Noriega, he was our buddy. He was our informant, right?
And until he wasn't.
right.
Yeah. It's, you know, there's so much of the story that I never knew anything about. And obviously getting to know Leon and really just, you know, I mean, it's been such an opportunity to, as an actor, you're trying to play a role and trying to play it honestly. And you're provided, an introduction to someone like Leon, who has such a hands-on experience for so many things. And it just would never occur to me not to try to get inside his head. And I'm apologetic about it. And even in talking to you about it, just because, I think I probably came at Leon like at 1,000 miles an hour. And then this, what we're doing now is part of that. Obviously it's part of that same relationship and association and what we've, you know, crafted over 20 years. And, I kind of find it all fascinating, to be able to, in many cases, talk to people who are able to now tell a story that they never talked about before and to get out there. I mean, 'cause whatever I knew about Noriega or about Panama or even, you know, in the first book, Honolulu, it's been extended by quite a bit in what I now know.
Well, and that's what I'm excited about, mostly for this book, is to see some and read some of these interviews. Because you guys, Leon, you did so many interviews with people that were involved in this, right?
That's correct. Everyone who was at the office at that time, we interviewed. But in addition to the agents, we interviewed their spouses, and in one case, even a child who was, you know, had just vague memories of Panama. But yeah, that was the big difference between Panama and Honolulu, where all the people that were involved in the Ghost of Honolulu had passed on.
Yeah, and no shortage, I'm sure, of George H.W. Bush mentions in this book. I mean, you talk about a guy that was very involved and gave the go-ahead and then had to find out a way to market that to the American public. So they named it Operation Just Cause. And I know that the people who were against this, they shortened that to Operation Just Cause We Can. And it blows my mind. And that's why I love to do this job with our active duty military and our veterans and our families, because all of these stories have they really need to be told. And I just beat myself up that I don't know more about it. And so I want to thank you guys for bringing us this to us. Ghosts of Panama is out now. Thank you guys so much, and continued great success.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The left loves saying they want the rich to pay their fair share, but they already do. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. In 2003, the top 10% of earners paid 59% of the entire tax bill. Today, it's 72%. The top 1% pay over 40% of our bill. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.